USA Chat with Sat, May 28, 2024.
Hi, everyone.
Sat, thank you so much for being here. Tonight we have four questions.
Welcome, everyone. I'm glad to be with all of you. Now, Cavi would read the first question.
Thank you. Our first question has two parts. You often say understanding turns to realization. Question one, how does understanding turn to realization?
When you are doing some mathematic, when you understand the problem, automatically you realize the riddle of that, that seems to be a puzzle to you beforehand. It's obvious that the more understanding we have of what we hear that is the truth, the easier for us to see how true it is, and it's easier for us to apply it in our lives. And it's not just in spirituality, in any part of life, when we give understanding, in other words, our heart is open to the understanding of whatever we're trying to achieve, we can achieve it much better, even with the problems, day-to-day problems, if we can, instead of reacting to it in the old ways, we give it a new understanding, we will have a new solution for it. So that's what I think is the value of understanding. Understanding is always new. It is not from our old memories, the understanding that I'm talking about. It's not from piles of concepts from the past. Go ahead. What is the second part of it?
The second part, how do I differentiate between understanding and realization? Said another way, how do I know if my understanding is realization or not?
When you don't ask this question anymore, you have realized it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Question two. Dear Sat, whenever there is an opportunity to be in your presence, it makes my heart happy and makes my mind quiet, and I am grateful for that. I have a question. What is the best approach for me to benefit the most and to fully appreciate your presence, both in general and specifically during these chats?
Yeah, I think every one of you that come on the chat, they're open to hear it. You all are enthusiastic to be a part of this chat. I think that's enough. You don't have to prepare yourself or be this way or that way. You just show up with interest and excitement to observe and to benefit, and that's it. No more, no less. I mean, I'm sure that nobody is being forced to be on the chat, so therefore we all come in. I know I do. When I commit myself to come on the chat, I come with enthusiasm and open heart and without any preparation or trying to be certain way or trying to make sure I'm open enough. Just the interest is enough to benefit from it. Go ahead.
Question 3. During a morning devotional discussion, you had said, quote, "On this path, loyalty is the most important thing." Now, the question is, what does it mean to you and why is it so important? Looking back on my own path with you, the importance of loyalty has been etched in stone at this point, but I have also witnessed its evolution. First, it was loyalty and a trust in your words and their applications. Now that loyalty has been transformed to seeing your true grandeur and who you really are as the totality and not deviating from that at all. Here is my question. Does our loyalty evolve as our capacity and willingness to see you as who you really are grows and evolves?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Is they say the closer you are, the dearer you are. Yes, it evolves. The more everything is proven right to you, the more you commit to the loyalty to it and appreciation for it, and that's for sure it grows. But then again, if that's how you feel, you are very lucky, because it could also decrease as the interest dies down. And I always say that really is the truth that attracts all of you. It had nothing to do with my physical. It always was the truth that you heard that made you attracted. Otherwise, we come across many physical beings during our day, whether it's at the work or in the street or here and there. So what makes it different is that one tells the truth, one gives you lies. And if you really can discriminate between these two and get attracted to the truth more than false, then your loyalty grows to that source. And to me, that is one of the most important. Loyalty and sincerity are, like I said to someone the other day, they're like twin sisters. They can't go in different ways. They're so almost attached to one another. If there is any other question you can ask, if not, we can open it if there is somebody else that would like to ask a question or whatever you guys want to do at this time.
Ajahn, there's one more question. Should I ask it or should we open it?
Go ahead.
How can we apply the wisdom, do not believe the world, in the moment? Said another way, when something unexpected or concerning happens in our daily lives, maybe with our work or our family, can you walk us through how to apply this technique in the moment?
We're going back to the first question. It is all about understanding, and it happens gradually. We can say when we are in a very peculiar circumstances that, oh, this is not, you know, this is not real, or this is just a dream. And it might help a little bit, but it will not sink in until you really are convinced through your own experiences that this cannot be real. At least to certain amount, certain degree. So there is not anything I can say that would remedy it immediately. It's impossible. But just when we really look at life, look at our daily life, rather than being involved in it, we just look at it, we'll see that as much as it looks like it has consistency and certainty, or it is really tangible, we begin to see it isn't any of that. At least in some cases we see it. So it's the same way when we go through our daily lives. We have to look at it without involvement now and then, like we do with our mind, you know, we do with our thoughts, rather than constantly wanting to remedy something or get rid of something, or just look. When we absorb it, we begin to see that it just falls apart. If we give it a chance, it won't look as it would have if we were deeply involved with the activity or what we were talking about and what we were, you know, doing. So just the fact that we heard the truth, we just have to let it simmer. Ramana says something beautiful. He went in the kitchen and saw this lady, this loyal lady that cooked for him all those years. And he said, when you put your vegetable in the pot, cover it, let it simmer. I think, in other words, have patience, just let it sit there, let it simmer without interference, without opening the lid, without letting the steam out. So, yeah, patient.
Thank you, Sat. That concludes the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Mandana. I have a question regarding the first question that was asked, and something that was discussed in last week during the chat, and it had to do with creating new concepts. Today, you mentioned that we throw away the old concepts and we build an understanding of what we hear and we learn. How does that differ from building new concepts from our understanding of what we hear and what we learn now? I appreciate if you discuss that in more detail. Thank you.
So let's say that you hear certain phrases of wisdom over and over, and without experiencing it, and so then it's not like you're convinced by it. You just have accepted it like we have accepted all the other concepts and becomes a memory. Then you go see a friend and the friend says, oh, you know, I'm not feeling good today and isn't that. You say to the friend, you know, life is just a Maya. Don't believe it. That is a concept from the past. This is not coming from, it's not new. It's not, what is new is at that moment, what you're saying it is coming from a new place in you. It is not just a phrase that was registered in your mind. It's like our conversation right now. It is not a recycling of the past. And it comes from a conviction rather than hearsay. I don't know if I answered your question because your question was a little bit vague for me.
You did answer it because my understanding was exactly what you just mentioned, that what we express sometimes may not be from true experience, but regurgitating what we have heard and what we think we have understood rather than experiencing it.
Which is nothing wrong with it as long as you sit with it yourself until it really you have a deeper understanding of it. I mean, is nothing wrong with learning as long as we don't make a concept, we don't leave it at the belief stage rather than being convinced by it or making sense to us or we are moved by it or something has to take place besides saying, yeah, I agree with you, Sat. It sounds right.
Thank you.
Sajjan, this is something that has been simmering for me. I have encountered, thanks to your teaching and your guidance, I am experiencing more than sporadically episodes of, you know, in my intuition, just telling me something so clearly. And it could be about something that is just related to daily activities, or it could be related to, teachings themselves. The question I have is, on a lot of these occasions, I regret so much not having the conviction to stick with it and not when I'm interacting with people, other people, not walk back from it. And my question is, how does that conviction grow? Is it just through time, as you mentioned, the example about Ramana? Or is there something else I ought to do? Is there any kind of tool for that? Thank you so much.
No, with the intuition, conviction comes by completely obeying it. If you don't obey it, you won't know. So when it says something and you are a little bit doubtful, you feel like it is, but you don't know how to react toward it, the best reaction is to go with it. That's all. That's how you come to be more and more familiar with that. The intuition, we all have it because we're all in reality the intuition, all knowing. That's what it means. The reason we we don't completely don't hear it is because it's shut off from our inner vision. Or when we do hear it, like you were saying, now and then, because of our silence time that we had. So just pay attention at it, see what it is that it's saying. That's the best way I could advise you.
Thank you so much, Satya.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very grateful for that. Thank you.
Sure.
Hi, Sajun. Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead, Gopi.
Thank you so much, Sajun. Thank you for your time you're giving us. You may have answered this, but if you did, I didn't get it regarding the understanding. You just talked about it in detail. My question is, do you give understanding to the truth as well as to the worldly situation?
Yes.
Or this understanding is only to the truth?
No, understanding is to every encounter in life. That's why I mentioned this is not just for spirituality. It should, if you want to understand something, you have to give it understanding.
Thank you so much.
If anybody has something to share or ask, and they're a little bit hesitant, I would say don't be. Come forth and take advantage.
سلام سرچو میترا هستم. سرچو من یه سوالی داشتم. این به اصطلاح این سکوت کردن ها و این به اصطلاح بس شدن های درونمون میتونه ما رو اینقدر قوی بکنه که ما نسبت به وقایعی که بیرونمون اتفاق میفته بتونیم به اصطلاح قوی تر و بیخیال تر بشیم؟
Let her translate and then I answer you.
Mitra says that this silence that we take and connecting to the inner cannot make us so powerful that with regard to things that happen outside of us, we become stronger than them or we don't care as much about them.
آره، صد درصد، از صد درصد. ببین، زندگی عوض نمیشه به اون صورت، در حالی که تایی هرچی که انرژی تو عوض بشه دوروبرت هم تغییر پیدا میکنه. ولی ببین، فقط تو سایلنس نشستن نیست، باید اینو ببری توی روزانت که مطمئنم میبری. یعنی چی؟ یعنی که وقتی که یه اتفاق میفته یا یه چیزی ناراحتت میکنه یا چیزی، همین نالج و همین چیز درسا رو ببری توش و یه ذره از قدرت عکس العملت کم کنی یا از قدرت منفی بودن جریان کم کنی. به همین دلیل فقط سکوت کردن کافی نیست. این حقیقت باید توی ذهنت بچرخه، تمام روز بچرخه. یعنی هر موقع که فکر ناراحت کننده میاد، فکر چی بهش میگن جاجمنتال میاد، تمام اینا رو ردش کنی با نگاه کردن بدون فعالیت. اون موقع است که اثرش خیلی بیشتر و بیشتر میشه. وگرنه سکوت خالی، فقط پرکتیس سکوت اصلا کافی نیست. برای ممکنه چند ساعت کافی باشه، ولی این خردایی که به دستمون رسیده باید مرتبا تو وجودمون بچرخه و بیاد بیرون در هر سیچویشنی که مثل یک زره باشه برامون.
بله خیلی ممنون سجون. من که من پریشب داشتم با خودم فکر میکردم، گفتم خب اون موقعیت یا اون چیز یک لحظه بوده، ولی این دشمنی که ذهن من داره با من میکنه اصلا میتونم بگم 90% مواقع اونقدر که ذهن من داره منو ناراحتم میکنه اون اتفاق منو ناراحتم نکرد.
آره ببین دلیلش برای اینه که تو ممکنه فکر کنی سکوت میکنی و سکوت هم میکنی، ولی هنوز نتونستی مقاومت در مقابل ذهنت بکنی. یعنی چی؟ یعنی که وقتی که یه چیزی میاد بالا، خصوصا اگر که تکراری باشه، you just stay، نه که unconsciously استی کنی ها. یعنی همطور رد بشی باهاش و پدرتو داره در میاره تو بگی من میخوام دیگه وایسم، من دیگه باهات نمیام. No not like that. واقعا بر میگردی، افکار نگاه میکنی، تکون نمیخوری تا که رفت بشه. باز اگه برگرد، چون ممکنه بعضیاشون خیلی استابرن باشن، باز بر میگرده، باز نگاه میکنی، یا میری توی ریجن قلبت وای میسی، تکون نمیخوری. وقتی که تو تسلیم افکار غلطت میشی، this is the نتیجه. You have to use the art of living, which means you live by the truth until the false fall away. Go ahead.
خیلی متشکرم ازت، ممنون.
In response to Mitra, Sat says 100% yes. You see, life doesn't necessarily change. Although as your energy changes, the things occurring outside of you do change. But silence alone is not enough. You have to take the wisdom, the teachings, into your daily life, as I'm sure that you do. When something's happening and it gets you upset, you take these wisdoms and these teachings into your life and they decrease the power of the emotions, the negativity of the situation. Not only just silence, but you have to be constantly thinking about or focusing on the truth. Otherwise, these thoughts, when they come, whether they're upsetting or judgmental, you have to let them go through a passive gaze. That, along with the silence, is what is effective. Otherwise, silence alone is not enough. It gets you by for a few hours. But it is the wisdom that can come out in any situation and save you. Mitra says, I recently had an experience that only lasted a few moments, but 90% of my suffering was what the mind did to me after that. Sat says, yes. See, because you go to silence, you think you go to silence, and you do, but you're not yet really standing up to the mind. When something comes up for you, especially if it's repeated, just stay. Not unconsciously. You don't say, I'm staying, while you're suffering. No, you stay. You really look at the thoughts without moving until it goes. And if it comes back, and some thoughts are stubborn, again, you watch the thought, or you go to the region of the heart. When you surrender to these thoughts, you suffer. The art of living is to live by this truth, and the false falls away.
There's a very important point I would like to say. There are some times that you might be in a situation like Mitra was saying, that it's just overwhelming, right? It's just overwhelming, and that the mind cannot detach itself from making stories about it and making the thinker suffer. At that time, if you cannot have the right approach to it to eliminate it, please go ahead and go all the way in it. In other words, don't try this tug of war. If you feel like you are not strong enough to use the sword of your truth, which you should be, but sometimes it's not possible, you don't have the capacity at that time, just go to it. Just experience the pain and suffering. Just say, okay, this is my life for now, and it will pass. And go with your worries, go with your stories, go with your judgment, go with your self-inflicted pain. And then, once you accept it, say, okay, all right, I'm not capable of pulling myself out. First of all, it shortens the period of this dilemma. Second, when you come out, you have tasted such a bad taste that you are much more vigilant to stop it at the very first moment. Remember that. It's okay. Go through the pain so you won't forget it. And this is why I said nothing is bad that we say is bad. Nothing is good as we say is good. When these two come to a marriage of balance and the middle path, we have conquered the art of living. So don't run away from pain if it's self-inflicted, which is 99.9% it is, if you're not capable of pulling yourself out. And just know it will pass, and when it does pass, please remember the scars. and you will remember it. So on that note, thank you for sharing your life with me for these 30 minutes. May all of us pull a sword of truth more often than any false temptation. Namaste to all of you.